listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it is John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast once again to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact. We want to make you the best you can be. That's why we do this podcast. That's why you're listening. It's because you want to be the best that you can be. I know that about you, because you would not be listening to this unless you were committed to your growth. And I commend you for that. I am rooting for you. I am behind you for that. So good job on that. Hey, listen, real quick, before we even move forward, here's one. I have a favor to ask of you. And that is this. Listen, I want to increase my influence and my impact more and more. I am passionate about leaders. I'm passionate about people like you, to help them, to give them ideas, strategies, anything, just a creative idea, a creative anything that's going to help them, inspiration for them to get better and make a bigger impact in what they do. Here's my favor to ask of you. Let people know about this podcast or any of the resources that I offer, or even the services that I provide. For those of you that are kind of within my kind of influence, where I do coaching with you or help you out in any way, just one-on-one, or maybe work with your organization, I would ask of you to pass the word along, because the more people that I can impact and that I can make a difference in, the more successful I want to become, in the sense that I feel like I'm doing what I've been put on this earth to do, and that is to develop leaders and help inspire them so that they can be the best that they can be. I truly mean that. I am committed to that, and I would ask just your help and your favor to write a review, share this podcast, anything on social media if you're following and you're part of that with me. If you're not, I invite you to come out and be a part of that. Every day I put out content on all the different platforms, you name it, just about everyone. Just daily ideas and thoughts, quotes, videos, whatever it is, just quick little things that I can do to grow my influence so that I can help impact people. I would love for you to share any of that. Every time you do that, you comment, you share, you like, you just tell somebody about it, it just helps for me to spread that influence. And I don't take that lightly. I'm very passionate about that. So I genuinely, humbly ask you, kind of pass the word along. If you know anyone that's looking for leadership coaching or help in their organization, just pass my name along. And we've got a great team that I work with. And if you know I don't am able to do it, there's others that we can kind of call on, and we can work together to make it happen. So anyway, what I want to talk to you today about is this. This is a great podcast. 5 questions to ask yourself to be more successful. So 5 questions to ask yourself to be more successful. So if you'll ask these 5 questions that you can ask yourself to be more successful, it's going to help you. I know that as leaders, our ability to lead ourselves is the most important thing. In fact, I always say that you'll never lead the masses if you can't lead yourself. You'll never lead the crowd. You'll never lead others until you can lead yourself effectively. I come across a lot of people that are inspired by what I do as a leadership coach. And, you know, they say, John, I want to do what you're doing. I want to be a leadership coach. And I love to be able to go help others and inspire them and that. And I got to be honest with you. Most of the people, they're great people and they have opportunity there. But there's some I look at and I think, you can't even lead yourself. You can't even get yourself out of bed sometimes and move things forward in your own life. How are you going to help other people? And that doesn't mean you got to be perfect. I certainly am not. There are things that everything I talk about in this podcast, sometimes I'm preaching to myself. There's things that I've got to work on. In fact, a lot of the content that we talk about is because there are things that I'm working on, things that I'm aware of that I'm trying to get better at and that. But listen, you don't have to be perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm not. Nobody is. But you've got to be able to lead yourself. And if you can't lead yourself, you're going to have a real hard time leading others. So I want to challenge you. Be someone who leads yourself. What are you doing? Today, I want to help you with 5 questions that you can ask yourself. They're going to help you be more successful. But you've got to take these questions seriously. They're not just trite questions. These are very, very important questions that are big questions that if you can get a good answer for it, you're going to be more successful. So number 1 question is this. What's one bold step you could take today to move closer to your vision? Now think about that. What's one bold step you could take today to move closer to your vision? Now, there was a book called One Thing written years ago. I can't remember the author at the top of my head, but it's called The One Thing. It's a phenomenal book. Absolutely love it. But the thesis of the book is, you know, what's the one thing that you could do that could change everything? And I guarantee you there's one thing that you could do today that could change everything. You don't always have to do 100 different things, but what's one thing, the biggest, boldest, most important thing that you could do today that would get you one step closer to who you want to be tomorrow? So I want you to think about that. What's one thing that you need to do, a bold step or a choice or a discipline or something that you need to take, you need to decide, you need to do in order to move closer to your vision? Listen, you will never be who you want to be tomorrow unless you do what you need to do today. Listen to that. You'll never be who you want to be tomorrow unless you do what you need to do today to get you closer to that. You don't just wake up. None of us wake up to our potential. You're not going to wake up in 3 weeks from today or 3 years from today or whatever it is, 10 years from today and say, oh, I am so successful. I have all the money I've ever wanted. I have all the influence. I have all the impact. I've arrived at all of my goals. It's not going to happen. It only happens day by day. In fact, I always say this. You don't go to your potential. You grow to your potential. You don't go there. You don't just wake up one day and say, oh, I've arrived in the end zone. No, you got to run through the whole field from the back of the end zone all the way into the other side of the end zone. You got to run 100 yards down the field before you're going to score in life. So you got to ask yourself, what's one thing that you could do that would change everything about your success? What's one thing? And I only want you to identify one thing. What's the most important thing that you could do today? Maybe it's something in your health. Maybe it's something in your communication. Maybe it's something in just your productivity. Maybe it's something in a decision that you need to make for your life, whatever it is. Maybe something financially. I don't know. It doesn't matter. What matters is, what is it for you? So I want you to think about that, and I want you to wrestle with that. In fact, I don't even give a quick answer to that. I want you to think about, what's the one bold step you could take today to move closer to your vision? And I want you to get an answer to that. And once you get that answer, then you can begin to go to work and say, okay, this is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to take that decision or make that decision. And maybe it's something you've got to make daily and be committed to. Or maybe it's a one-time decision. I don't know. But what's one step that you could take today to move closer to your vision? The only way that you're going to fulfill your vision, mission, goals in life is to do today what you need to do in order to get there tomorrow. If you put it off until tomorrow, then you're just putting it off until the next day. You'll never get to who you want to be tomorrow unless you do what you need to do today. Remember that. That is very, very important. All right? Here's another question that I want you to think about. All right. What's one belief you've outgrown that's shaping how you lead? Well, think about that. What's one belief that you've outgrown that's shaping how you lead? So you've outgrown this. This is something that you used to believe, you used to buy into, but you've outgrown that. You've matured. You've understood that, hey, things are a little different. Maybe I didn't have it all figured out, but it's shaping how you lead today. So what is it that could be there? And if you don't have something about this, then you may not be growing as fast as you want. You should be changing. You should be leveling up different ways to lead. If you're still leading the same way that you did years and years ago, then my friend, you may not be growing the way that you need to. Now, I understand there's principles that apply for life that, are there no matter what, but there are some things that you just simply outgrow. I'll give you a good example in my life. Early on as a leader, I so badly wanted to be positive and be encouraging and all that I just thought, you know what? Instead of confronting people and dealing with conflict and all that, I think I can positively just kind of get them out of that by being encouraging. Maybe if I just become a really, really positive person, then I'll never have to deal with conflict and feedback that might be a little bit hard. And so I kind of actually prided myself on doing this. And so, but really what I was doing was avoiding those hard conversations. And so it was a belief that I thought, well, if I just become super encouraging, then there'll be no issues. There'll be no conflict and I won't ever have to deal with it. And we'll just kind of work our way out of it with positivity, so to speak. And I realized that if I've grown as a leader, boy, did I realize real quick that you've got to deal with issues head on as a leader. And no matter how positive you want to be getting through, and I'm not saying you don't still remain positive, but positivity, encouragement is not the only thing that's needed. Sometimes you got to correct. you got to correct behavior and you've got to critique and you got to give some feedback to people that's going to be a little bit hard, but it's for their good. And in that belief, it really held me back. And I've outgrown that, obviously, as a leader. And now I go back to organizations with the guardrails of accountability. And I try to really bring in this balance between absolutely we need encouragement. Absolutely we got to be positive. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But we also, at times, we've got to correct. We've got to sometimes give some hard feedback to people so that it can help and be good. So that's a belief that I just kind of have outgrown over time. And I could give you a whole lot more of things that I've probably outgrown over time in that. But I want to ask you, what's one belief that you've outgrown that's shaping how you lead today? So you've outgrown it, but you know it's shaping how you lead because it may be holding you back. And so you've got to understand, what is it that I've outgrown and now I need to help change the way that I'm going to lead? You need to identify those things. In fact, that self-reflection is incredibly helpful because as you think about the generation behind you and you think about pouring back into the team and those around you, those insights that you have on things that you've learned, those are massive lessons that you can pass along to others. For example, when I go and teach and I talk about giving feedback with the guardrails accountability, build this whole framework for how you give feedback and how you hold others accountable, all that was in many ways birthed out of this idea that I avoided giving corrective feedback because, again, I always wanted to be encouraging. So now when I go in, because I learned that the hard way and I've learned a lot about this and I've learned how to course correct in my own life and then begin to help others, I'm able to go in now and help other organizations and team members all over, nationally, internationally, with being able to help them understand how to give feedback. So that lesson that I've learned, that I've outgrown that belief of that, and now I've embraced this balance of making sure that I give both encouragement and correction, have really shaped who I am, and it's helping shape who I am today as a leader. So I want to ask you, what have you outgrown, and it's shaping your leadership, and maybe even holding back your leadership, and you need to update. You need to take those lessons that you've outgrown, and you need to begin to implement those and begin to teach those and help those with other people. So that's question number two. Question number three, what's one skill you could develop to massively expand your influence? So what's one skill that you could develop to massively expand your influence? If there is one thing, if I were sitting down with you having coffee one-on-one, I would probably say, I want you to give me one skill that if you were to grow in this and develop it in your life, it would literally change everything for the future. What's one skill that you could grow? What would your answer be? What would it be? What the one ring to rule them all, right? That's my Lord of the Rings tribute there. What's the one skill that if you could develop it and master it to some degree, would massively expand your influence and your impact as a leader? What is that for you? I want you to think about that. I know for me, that's communication, number one. Me expanding the skill of communicating is the game changer for my life, obviously because I am a communicator. I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm those things. So obviously communication is the number one, but I'd be curious to know what's yours. It may not be communication. Communication certainly is a great skill we all need to have, but for you, is it the one skill that would literally change everything for you? So I want you to identify that. And if I had to pin you down, what would you say that is? Now, it may be conflict resolution. It may be a skill that may be more internal, like just regulating your emotion and being able to be more calm and collective in that. And so, you know, looking at that ability to regulate your EQ and emotional intelligence and that, maybe that's the skill that could change everything for you. Maybe it's problem solving. Maybe you would say, oh, if I could just learn the skill of becoming a great problem solver, that could change everything for me. Or maybe it's marketing. Maybe it's if I could just learn how to market better in that, it would be a better future for me and the success that I bring. So again, I could pull every topic there is out of the sky here, but you need to determine what is that one skill, and you need to boil it down to one word or one skill. Just like I said, communication for me. Don't define it as, well, it's kind of sort of like this just ability to be able to connect with people, get along with them, and be able to present and be able to have influence. No, that's vague. Just boil it down to one word. What's one skill? In one word, what is that skill? And define it. Now, once you've done that, you then can begin to go to town to develop that skill. Well, how do you develop it? You go get every resource you can around that one skill. You better believe when it comes to communicating for me, guess what resource I get? If it has to do with communicating, I've got it, I've read it, I've watched it, or I'm going to. I guarantee you that I am always on the hunt for anything that develops me as a communicator. And it could be anywhere from learning how to write better to learning how to speak better to learning how to do this better. I mean, you name it, I'm going to go find it. And what I want to encourage you to do, that if this exercise is powerful, by the way, that if you'll find that one skill and you'll define it, then you can go find, define, and then find, define the skill, and then go find all the resources and opportunities to develop that skill. That means read about it, think about it, watch videos on it, listen to podcasts on it. Do everything you can to hone that skill, because you've identified that if you could get this one skill and develop it, it's going to massively expand your influence. So I want you to think about, what is the one skill? I want you to define it and then go find all the resources and just devour them. In fact, make it your goal. Like over the next 6 months, I'm going to devote all my time and energy into this one skill. I'm going to read about it. I'm going to listen to things. I'm going to observe other people that are doing this. I'm going to go even have lunch or take someone the coffee that's really good at this, and I'm just going to ask them questions about how do they do what they do. So do whatever you can to develop this thing. If you'll do that, you are going to massively expand your influence, I guarantee you, because how you level up your abilities, you're going to level up your possibilities. However you're going to level up your abilities is how you're going to level up your possibilities. You grow your abilities, you're going to grow your possibilities. So the more you can develop the skill, the more opportunity is going to open up for you. Question number 4, are you ready? All right, here we go. What habits are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level? Let me repeat it. What habits are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level? So what habits are in your life that are absolutely sabotaging your ability to think at a higher level and lead at a higher level? What habits have you just grown in your life? Maybe not intentionally. I don't think any of us kind of, say, I want to grow a bad habit here. That's my goal in life. No, none of us intend to build bad habits. But guess what happens? And this is the crazy thing about habits. You don't even have to try to build it or not. It'll just build itself if you keep doing it. So there are things in your life that you've done and you keep doing. You never intended to build that habit, but guess what? You built a habit now. And you do it without even thinking, without even, knowing it sometimes. It's just automatic. So what habits are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level? I want you to identify those habits. Again, self-reflection. These are the 5 questions that are going to help you be more successful that you've got to ask yourself. So what habits are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level? What are the commonalities? What are the kind of thorns in your side that continue to rise up within you? Maybe it's that you get lazy. Maybe that's a habit that happens. Listen, I know that sounds odd for a leader to say, highly successful person, but here's what I found about highly successful achievers is this. They're either 100% on or 100% off. They're either full on and fully committed, or they just kind of disengage if they're not careful. And so oddly, even though people are highly motivated, sometimes the highest motivated person, sometimes their challenge is getting lazy because they've been working so hard that they just, all of a sudden now lose inspiration and lose everything. And they kind of get lazy until they get inspired again and kind of kick it back into 100% and go crazy again. So what is it? That's just one, but maybe it's just self-habits of things that you're doing in your life. Maybe your diet. Maybe it's the way that you kind of, in your personal life, maybe there are habits that are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level. Or maybe you've got a habit of things that you do during the day that are kind of sabotaging your productivity, and you've gotten into a habit of this, and it's now derailing you in that. So I want you to think about habits that are in your life that are holding you back, that are limiting you from moving forward. What are they? In fact, I want you to think about this again. For those of you that are really going to take this to heart, I want you to think about two or three, at least two or three habits that are literally hurting you in your life, whatever it may be. Maybe they're health things, maybe they're productivity things, maybe they're communication things, maybe they're just kind of internal energy and focus things. Maybe it's other it could be a thousand different things. But again, you've got to identify what are those habits that are limiting you, limiting habits that you've allowed into your life that you didn't even know. In fact, some of you are going to go through this exercise because I've done it with people before, and you're going to uncover the things that you didn't even know were a habit. You're going to go, ooh, now that I think about it, I didn't even realize that this is actually a pattern in my life. It's a habit that I'm developing. And that habit is not good. It's actually kind of sabotaging my effectiveness. So you got to make sure that you identify these and that you really get honest with yourself, because you may uncover some things that you didn't even realize that were a habit in your life, but they are. And listen, habits are huge, because habits can make or break us. That's the interesting thing about a habit. A good habit that we develop can make us. I mean, it can make us more successful, take us to a whole new level. But there are bad habits that absolutely sabotage our influence, our effectiveness. They sabotage our success because they're obviously working against us. So the goal is to take those bad habits and replace them with good habits. You're not going to get rid of bad habits. In fact, all the research that's been done, they've always said that you're not going to stop a bad habit. You've actually got to replace it. You've got to do something different, because if you try to eradicate a bad habit without replacing it, you're going to kind of fall back into the same habits. So you got to replace them. In fact, if you're thinking about habits and your life and that, there's a great book by Charles Duhigg. It was written years ago, but it still is a phenomenal book called The Power of Habit. The Power of Habit is a phenomenal book that you need to read about. Atomic Habits by James Clear is a phenomenal fresh book. Just a few years ago was written. Atomic Habits, phenomenal book. And I would highly suggest, in fact, I'm going to tell you right now, if you've not read Atomic Habits and if you've not got The Power of Habit, I would encourage you right now, go order that book and make it happen, because those are phenomenal resources that are going to help you tremendously in your ability to develop good habits, identify bad habits, and learn how to replace them. Because again, you don't get rid of bad habits, you replace them with something else. And those books will help you identify and create systems in your life that are going to help you create those really good habits that are going to help you be more successful in what you do. So what habits are limiting your ability to think and lead at a higher level? Identify those so that you can begin to work on that. Question number 5. Are you ready for this? Here we go. How are you turning obstacles into opportunities for growth? So how are you turning obstacles into opportunities for growth? I want you to think about that. In fact, I want you to think about what obstacles stand in front of you right now. If I were to sit down with you one-on-one, which I wish I could do, and we were having some coffee, I would say, give me the top two or three obstacles that you're facing right now, biggest challenges that you've got. And I would have you, again, identify those. This is all about self-reflection. Identify the two or three obstacles you've got right now. And here's then what I would ask you. Turn all of those into opportunities for growth. How do you do it? Now, you then would have to begin to take these obstacles and turn them into opportunities by telling me how you can utilize this to get better or to grow. Because listen, every obstacle that you face, in fact, is an opportunity for growth. And I know that sounds cliche. I know that sounds so inspirational speaker, motivational speaker kind of a thing. But listen, there is no triteness in that. Is that a word, triteness? It's not a trite statement. It is not just a cliche statement. It is real. Highly successful people always look at obstacles as opportunities. That's why they're so incredibly innovative and creative in what they do. That's why they see vision where everybody else sees a problem. They see an opportunity to do something great. It's what sets average people and highly successful people apart. Everybody, looks at things, but not everybody sees opportunity. Everybody looks at stuff, You look at problems, you look at things that are out there in the world, in your organization, in life, but very few see an opportunity to do something great. And the ones that do are the ones that become incredibly impactful and successful. So what obstacles do you have that you need to see as opportunities for growth? And then I would even take that a little step further and say, what are you going to do to turn those into opportunities for growth? I guarantee you that everything that you're facing right now, in fact, you may be leading an organization right now or a department and say, you know what? There are things that are an obstacle right now. The way the culture is going, the way the market is going, it's a hard thing. In fact, there's a group I'm working with right now, and their industry is changing dramatically with technology, AI, with all kinds of things on the horizon here to disrupt their industry. One of the things that they're starting to ask right now is, okay, this is going to be an obstacle for us. This could very well derail us in some ways, if we're not careful, make us obsolete. So what do we need to do to create this as an opportunity for us to grow, to expand what we do, and begin to change course a little bit and begin to work on it now so that we're ready for that when it comes? Now, that's a bold, massive, mature statement. Most organizations aren't even asking that. They're not even seeing the opportunity because they're looking at it. They're looking at the world change. They're looking at technology changing. They're looking at culture changing, but they're not seeing opportunities in it. So they're just going to try to keep doing the same thing they've always done. And if they're not careful, they're going to become very obsolete. See, you'll never become obsolete when you ask yourself that what obstacle am I facing could be an opportunity for growth. You have that mindset and you build that kind of culture within your organization and your team, you're unstoppable. I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to go through challenges and that, but listen, you will be an unstoppable team, an unstoppable organization. If you're constantly saying, what can we do to turn obstacles into opportunities for growth? That's a massive statement. So I want to encourage you, what are you doing? What number one, what obstacles do you even have in front of you? What are they? Maybe, again, they're things out of your control. Maybe they're things that are happening in the market. Maybe they're things that are happening in your industry, things that are happening with technology or whatever it is, services or challenges, whatever it may be. What is it that is becoming an obstacle to you? And how are you going to turn it into an opportunity for growth? Now, maybe it's something more internal. Maybe there's an obstacle of a person that you're dealing with within your team or some sort of a process that's an obstacle in your organization that's causing a lot of challenges. How can you say, okay, this is an opportunity for us to grow, to think differently, to attack this, maybe even get out of the box? You know, there's one organization just not long ago I was working with, and they had to let some people go in their organization. And this was a real obstacle of saying, gosh, how are we going to do this without them? And you know, a lot of people in the organization were concerned because they thought, hey, if we let these people go, we just don't have bodies that are able to do it. So what's that going to cause for us? And here's the thing. It was an obstacle. One, they had to let the people go. Two, it was an obstacle now because it was, well, who's going to take on this work? Well, guess what? We began to look at it differently and began to say, okay, how do we get more effective and efficient now? What does this force us to do to be more creative in our workload? And that brought in some technology changes. It brought in some things that they could do to automate. And it is changing everything for them, because it's now become an opportunity. In fact, you could argue things they should have done years ago to make them more effective, but they didn't. But this obstacle became an opportunity for them now to grow. And not only are they able to get done what they need to get done, they've created efficiencies in the process. So I want to ask you these five questions and make sure that you have done everything you can to answer these so that you can be better off. I'm telling you, if you'll take some of these self-reflection questions and begin to take them to heart, some of you might need to go back, get the leader guide that you can download with this episode. It'll have all the questions in there, and I want you to actually spend some time going through and answering these. If you'll do that, you're going to turn that insight and that reflection into something that's going to help catapult you into the future to be more successful. I hope this was helpful, a little different podcast, more self-reflective, but make sure that you do everything you can to lead yourself well.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.